Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Words for Change podcast. I am your host, Lionel. I am excited to have you in the building today. Boy, 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 so much is happening. So much is going on. And I'll be the first to tell you that I am always happy to have you guys join me for a podcast episode. Always super, super excited about that. Wow, lots have gone on. Lots of changes have been made recently. But today, I want to get right to it, and I'm going to couch everything I want to say in the context of moving and reorganizing your life sucks, right? Moving and reorganizing your life is hard, right? There's a lot going on when you have to move and reorganize your life. And so we're going to talk about it. We're going to dive into today's topic is how do you harmonize your spiritual life when your day-to-day routine has changed, right? Because life can be so hectic, and we all know how hectic life can be. But I think it is absolutely essential to carve out time to reconnect with your faith. Have you guys ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about how essential it is to reconnect with your faith whenever you are going through life change, right? Because faith connects to who we are as people. It connects to our purpose. And most importantly, it connects to ourselves, who we really are as people. So that's vitally important. Our lives get busy, and it's easy to lose sight of the spiritual center that we have, right? It's super, super easy to lose focus on that, right? And that can be a problem, right? So the goal is that, hey, we don't want that to be a problem. We don't want the fact that, you know, our lives being busy, right, can cause us to lose ourselves because we have did the very, very simple thing like detaching ourselves from our faith. Because guess what? Your life is not going to change. My life is not going to change. No matter what, our lives will not change. But the simple truth is this. You must stay connected. And there's a way that you can do that. And I want to discuss how your faith can connect you to your purpose. And most importantly, stay connected to yourself, right? It can be the centering point for you. So today, I want to share five practices, five of my top personal development practices that I believe that these can help you establish a routine and help you nurture your spiritual life, as well as contribute to your overall personal growth. And relationship, this is why it matters, right? Because it can help you grow in your relationship. It can help you grow with your family. It can keep you connected in ways that are most important to who you are as a person. Because there's one thing for sure, you don't want to get disconnected from who you are as a person. You don't want to get disconnected from your family if you have a family. Right. If you're a person that it's not just you, there are other people who depend on you. Right. You don't want to get disconnected from those individuals as well. And most importantly, I think you don't want to get disconnected from your purpose in life. So what's the first practice, Rev? What's the first practice, Lionel? Here's the first practice. Number one, you got to prioritize and protect your personal time. You have to prioritize and protect your personal time. If you don't protect your personal time, then what happens is you lose sight of who you are. You lose sight of your center. You lose sight of what's most important. So I want to encourage you to spend time praying each day, even if it's 5 minutes. Some people say, well, I don't know how to pray. Well, listen, you don't have to have long, drawn out prayers leave the professional praying to people like myself, right? That's why I went to seminary. That's why I got all the education I have, is because I was trained to lead people, to lead groups of people in prayer. So you have to carve out time to God. I want to encourage you to set aside time for prayer and then read scripture, read a scripture. There is a website actually that you can get a verse a day. It's called Our Daily Verse, Our Daily Verse. You can literally sign up to receive a verse a day. It's called a verse, Our Daily Verse is what it's called. Just look up Our Daily Verse. And mine today was Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in us from the very, very beginning. All right. So once again, I want to encourage you. Hey, you don't have to go at this alone. There are resources out there to help you read. So read a Bible verse, read something. And then number two, it'll help you, and make sure you don't get in a distractive place. Like be in a place. Let me say this. Be in a place where you can actually focus. All right. Remember, it's not an obligation. That's not what I'm pushing here. I'm not pushing an obligation as much as I am pushing for you to be committed and to reconnect yourself. So we don't want to make it an obligation, right? So this is your chance to connect and deeper your relationship with God. All right. That's really, really important. All right, let's talk about the second practice, right? The second practice is you want to use mindfulness, practice mindfulness. For some Christians, when you hear mindfulness, sometimes you can associate that with Eastern practices, and that's not what I'm getting at. Mindfulness is simply prayer. It's a form of prayer. That's all I'm suggesting that you do. Mindfulness is a form of prayer. So you can practice mindfulness or just practice prayer. And you can practice silent prayer. I got one friend that I interviewed on my podcast, and he wrote a book about silent prayer. Silent prayer is you can sit in quiet and peace. Even if you can't sit with your eyes closed, you can sit in peace and just focus in on the things that come up in your heart and soul. And as you focus in on that thing, then what happens is you can see what's bothering you and what events that occurred in your life that has affected your soul in a very, very deep way. All right. So that's very, very important. All right. Now that we've talked about, again, focusing on mindfulness, focusing on prayer, watching what comes up into you, whether you're, while you're in silent prayer or if you're doing work. Did you guys know you can pray while you work? The scripture in Ephesians says pray at all times. It doesn't mean that you have to actually be on your knees praying. You could be doing the dishes. You could be washing the car. You can be doing any physical activity. And even my wife says she prays when she goes out and runs on the treadmill in nature, she's praying. That's the time with her and God really connect. So God, what this does is invite God into every space of your life. It invites God into every space of your life. Okay. Our third practice is serving others, right? Our third practice is serving others. I think this is a cornerstone of Christian spirituality. And I talked to a friend today. He said, hey, Chaps, one of the things I noticed that you do is that you interview people on your podcast who are not necessarily Christians, or they practice, sage burning. Some of these sage burning crystals, some of these practices that are not traditionally understood, at least in modern times, as part of the Christian faith, discipleship and practice. He said, well, how do you talk to those people? I said, well, number one, I try to find a commonality. That's most important, right? In that if your faith, no matter what it is not going to make the world a better place, then what's the use of it? That's the commonality. So small acts of service, little things. It could be toward yourself, toward your family, toward your kids. But treat yourself well. You say, well, I don't have a family and kids. Well, great. Treat yourself well. It could be something as simple as not demeaning yourself and watching your thought patterns, not speaking bad about yourself or thinking bad about yourself because something that happened to you. This is one of the ways that you can show acts of kindness. But getting out and serving another, serving your community, serving another person will not only bless you, but bless them as well. This is a great spiritual practice. Here's another good one for you. Gratitude. You guys ever heard of a gratitude journal? As a matter of fact, I have my gratitude journal sitting right in front of me right now while I'm talking to you, right? The simple act of jotting down or writing down the blessings you receive each day can have a profound impact. Why? Because it changes what you're focusing on. You ever woke up, you know, so as some people say, hey man, you woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. Well, if you focus in on the positive things that are happening to you, it can have a tremendous impact on your life. The simple act of jotting down or writing down, right, the blessings that you receive not only benefits you, but it also strengthens your mental health. And that's extremely important, right? It's a daily reminder of the things that are around you that are going right, because you can always focus on the things that are going wrong. It doesn't take much for you to focus on things going wrong, but I want you to focus on the things that are going right in your life. They have a tremendous and profound effect on you, right? If you focus on the goodness that surrounds you. So use a gratitude journal. Start it today. Today, grab a piece of paper, write down 5 things that you are grateful for. That's what I want you to do. Just 5 things. You say, I can't do 5. Well, give me 3. Okay. Listen, community, I need you to do this. These are the words for change that I'm sharing with you today. All right. I need you to do this. So start your gratitude journal. I strongly recommend it. And here's the last thing. The 5th practice I'm going to share with you is what we call in religious circles, we call practicing the Sabbath. Our lives are spinning. My life is spinning. I can tell you, I said this at the very beginning, we've been moving for the past month and a half. And I'm telling you, it has been a madhouse. And my spirituality took a backseat. I'm being 100% honest with you. Right. We live in a world where we have one daughter going to college. Another guy started a new high school. My son started a new school. My wife and moving around. She's flying back and forth because she's a business owner. Right. There's a lot of moving parts. I'm starting a new position in California, working with a military unit. So there's a lot of moving parts. You have to take time off. We forget that there's, watch this. We forget that there's wisdom in rest. There is wisdom in rest. So take time to rest. Dedicate one day with your family. Or doing some, I always like to tell people, find one day a week and do something that you always want to do. Do something that you like and even do something that you never have done. Try something different. Go for a walk. Read a book. Hang out with a friend. Watch a movie in a movie theater. Get outside of the home. Right. Just do something different. It can have a profound effect. And use this as a time to reflect on your life. Me and my wife do this at the end of the year. We don't do it on a quarterly basis, but at the end of the year, doing doing our New Year celebration. That's the word I'm looking for, right? We spend time reflecting on the previous year, what we did good and what we could have done better. So that's what I'm saying is take a time, some time during the week. This is what God originally intended. That's why in most of the major religious practices in the world, they have a day of rest because you need time to reflect. You need time to just not work. God says 6 days. Scripture says 6 days you should work, but on the 7th day, you should rest. The Bible says God created, which is a metaphor, 6 days, but on the 7th day, God rests. Not that God literally rested, but God stopped and recognized and looked at everything that was created. Okay. So reflection is a good thing. Rest is a good thing. It really helps you. Now that we've gone over these five practices, I want to remind you that all of this is a journey. Personal growth is a journey. It takes time. Don't rush the process, right? Don't feel pressured to adopt everything at once. Pick a practice that resonates with you. And remember, small steps leads to significant changes. Small steps leads to significant changes can have a profound impact and effect on your life. So, hey, that's the episode today, right? Hey, continue to support, continue to pray for us as we go through this new transition, because we absolutely need it, right? We need your prayer. We need your support, because my goal is to continue to feed and nurture this community. And I want to challenge you with this call to action. Just choose one of these practices and give it a try. Choose one this week and give it a try. Here on this Tuesday, choose one practice and give it a try. Then share your experience with me. How can you do that? Well, you can go to the Words for Change podcast page on Facebook. You can go to the Words for Change podcast page and just post a comment. You can even leave a voice message on our chapstalk.org. Chapstalk.org. That's www.chapstalk.org. Oscar Romeo Juliet. Oscar Romeo Game. All right. You can share your experience there and your reflections with me. I will end with the people who help us out. Okay, and we can learn and grow together. That's the whole goal, is to have a community where we can learn and grow and to develop as we continue this journey. Well, y'all, that's it for today. That's it for this Words for Change podcast episode. Hey, we're going to continue to push forward. We changed some things up, obviously, because we've been in transition, as I said before. We're going to come back live swinging with guests in the month of August. So, hey, next time, remember, we're all on this journey together. Every step forward counts. And I want to thank you for your continued support. And I want to ask you to continue to support the Words for Change podcast. Talk to you guys soon. Peace.